Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no-goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, flying.
Okay, retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Econ.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom. We're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
And it's a hot one out here in Shingland, in the land of Shinglish people. And it's, let's see, wait for that music. Every so often Skype does that when the music starts playing and I hear a little staticky thing and I think, wow, what are they doing? You know, the internet should be well enough along that we should have almost infinite capacity and the ability to do far more than we can. I'm just hoping one day that it'll be really, really high quality audio everywhere and we can do all kinds of neat things. But still a few limits here, but we've got that going pretty good. Anyway, hey, this is Soulstream. My name's John Almada, and I am the host of this show, Ghost with the Most, here out in Shingle Springs. We're in Northern California in the gold country where gold was discovered in 1849. And 9 miles from my house, as a matter of fact, John Marshall found all that. And I am on top of a haunted gold mine. We have our own resident spirits. A few of them are actually have their bodies buried here. They like to plant them where they dropped, basically. And so we have our a lady named Anna who comes around. And we have several other gentlemen who pop in and out. And I have, though, a living person with me. A living person's on the line. I wonder where she could be. She could be somewhere back east. Could it be Kathy? Kathy, are you there?
Are you sure?
You're slowing down there, girl. I was like, oh, where'd you go? Did I lose her? I'm looking on the board. What happened to the woman?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, it was kind of breaking up there a little. Yeah, it's that Mercury retrograde thing we were talking about on your show here, 30 minutes ago. It's acting up on us here, but yeah, we got a pretty good gang tonight. Let's see, we got, you want to do the shout out? I did it on your show. You get to do it on mine.
Okay. Well, we have DRI Paranormal, our John, who is piloting this aeroplane.
Rog.
Rog. Tomcat. And we have Tamara Lilly. What a beautiful name. That is so pretty. And Florida Christy, hello Christy, and our Pure, which is our Frank, they call him Bless His Heart, he's such a darling, and our Gabriel, and our Kerber Daisy PM, and our new one, our Mother Jerry, welcome, and our Nathaniel Knows Best. I wonder if that's Father Knows Best, kind of same thing, I don't know. Anyway, We got our Hazy here, Open Wings, that has a beautiful show. We just love our Hazy. And our Reverend Kelly, we just love our Kelly too. And our Viking Dan, we love our Viking Dan too. No, we love our Dan. We don't like Viking Dan. We like Dan.
I like the Vicodin. It's good stuff. Makes me happy, man. I'm so clear. My psychic ability slows down. Yeah, you lose your vibrations, man, but you feel good. So Vicodin's doing good out there. Yeah, he's had a challenging week. We've all had little challenges this week. And Mercury retrograde, everybody be easy on yourself this week. That's the big thing. We go through, I think, until mid-September, this Mercury retrograde, and it's going to be a year of the doozies. We've already been through two. We're into the third one, and December, right about Christmas time. I don't know the exact dates, but you can look it up on Google. Yet another one. So we are definitely getting our fill of this, and it's that time to introspect and look within and look at the things that are bugging you, because they are going to do that. And everybody's got kind of on a short fuse. Even me, I had a challenging time with a person who I have difficulty with on occasion, and I was finding myself going. So.
Oh my God! I hope I never hear that.
Oh, I was. Oh, Monday. Oh God, you wouldn't want to see me Monday. It was not good. My mother was going. I came home and I was going. And she's going. You got a show tonight? I'm going.
That sounds like that EVP that a friend of ours, Dean, sent in. And oh my God.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was a wicked thing.
That thing was that was a weird one. It was, you sent me that, and it was in reverse when I actually flipped it. It had a whole bunch of stuff that it sounded like a male who was trying to speak, and I've never heard anything like that before. It was a much different. I was trying to decide if it was faked or not, because it was so different than I'm used to with EVP. And I've kind of settled on that if it's a fake, it's a darn good one.
I can say from Dean, it's not fake. He actually didn't know how he went about getting it so much as just what the heck it was. And, really bothered him.
It was definitely a male voice, and it was extremely... you could almost call this Class A, except you couldn't hardly understand it. You had to really work at getting the words out. And it was very, it just felt like a low vibrational energy. I mean, that's the way it felt. It didn't feel like the highest of spirits that, you know, was doing this. And I wasn't sure what to make of it. I'm going to keep the sample just for the file for myself, because I just want to see if I ever hear anything like that again. I want to compare it. You know, usually they're much more high toned, full of energy. They'll sound, the voices will pop through and have the kind of the clear intonation like you and I talking on occasion. You'll drift in and out, and or you'll have a night where it's really crystal clear and you don't know why you're getting it so great, but. But this was just gravelly, kind of spooky. It was really spooky, I think. Wouldn't you agree? It had kind of a quality to it that just...
He's Sumerian. He knows what Sumerian sounds like, and he understands it. So on the straight way, he heard it say, I am God, or something like that. And backwards, because it sounded backwards to me. I've heard Sumerian as well, but, you know, I don't understand it. So, yeah, it still sounded backwards to me. And, hey, it's my stuff. Excuse me.
Yeah, what's going on?
I declare. Yeah, what's my phone? But anyway.
Oh, okay.
My head.
Yeah, it was, there's, it's funny because there are people who actually do with, you know, people everyday speech. Politicians, actors, you name it, take clips of that off TV and radio, and we'll reverse that and play back what they say in reverse. And there are correspondences. There's things that happen with reverse speech that reveal a lot of truth in what people are saying. And there's also been some studies with playing in reverse speech from babies. And it was just it's amazing, what actually comes out of the mouths of babies who have not yet learned to speak properly, but yet in reverse, their random utterings are not so random. They're actually, saying intelligent things. It's just it's an amazing phenomenon. It was funny because I do these specials for people that do send me EVPs. I mean, if you or a special recording, you need something done, send it to me. I'll take a listen and see what and tell you what I think. I get it all the time from Ghost Hunters Incorporated. They'll send me stuff and to listen to and get my opinion on it. And I give them things of mine. One that got me was Christine sent me a link to what was that gentleman? He was a smaller actor, Gary Coleman. I think it was his name. Yeah, the 911 tape of his passing, and he was he hadn't passed at that time. He was getting evaluated by his girlfriend there, and with the 911 on the phone, and you could hear him in the background talking. And when I ran the EV, I was asked to run an EVP session on that and just analysis and see what we would find. And it was surprising. There was stuff being said, if you actually picked that apart, that was just amazing. I mean, I sent a bunch of it back to Christine and said, there's a lot in here. And he was saying stuff like, let me go. And the thing I need to know is, was that him saying that physically, or was it saying, was it some sort of spiritual thing? And that's the hard part. You weren't there to see it, but there were definite EVPs in there. You can recognize certain signatures when you look at them, where there'll be kind of a characteristic pop in the waveform, and you'll see that. And so it was kind of a mix, and it was like he was in and out of it the whole time, and he knew he was going, So I always liked him. I thought he was, a neat guy, and it was just a sad way to go. But neat to know that he was also had others with him there, because I was hearing others there that were basically talking to him, and it was just, physically it was just him and the girlfriend there. So. Definitely give that a listen. If any of you are into EVP, listen to that 911 tip. You could find it easily enough, and you pass your own judgment on that. Let's see. Anthea popped. It was funny. I saw Anthea popped in, and she wasn't signed in yet. And I know it's Anthea because of her cat. it's like her little identifier. It's like, there's Anthea. Even with a guest thing, you can't get away, Anthea. You're marked. And let's see. Karen is in. Hi, Karen. Yeah. And so, but you know what? We have a caller already from 978 area code. So, you want to take that with me?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. 978. You're going to be on the air. Here we go. Hello. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Who be this?
Frank from Massachusetts.
Hi, Frank. You're a regular here, man.
Hi, Frank.
Yeah, apparently so.
Hi,
yeah.
Frank.
What can we do for you, my friend?
Are you doing soul streaming tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to do some soul streaming. I'm going to do a combination of some ITC work, and then maybe even do a little mediumship if I feel up to it. So, yeah, I think we can accommodate that.
Well, mediumship would be great, because one of the questions I have.
All right, we'll go with mediumship.
Whatever is easier for you, I don't know how tired you are. But I had some interesting things happening last night on my room, so I wanted to ask about that and about something else.
Interesting things in your room. I just get the feeling the word deception came through, like somebody's trying to play a game, or and it's not you playing me. It's just that is somebody messing with you? I mean,
actually, it is funny you mentioned that, because one question is about what happened in my room is AM, and the other one is that I'm actually a little upset because I feel some I'm being teased. So now that you mentioned that, it's funny because that's exactly where I was going to. My second inquiry was going to be about, and deception is a pretty good keyword.
Okay, well, the things that happened in your room, were you were awake during this, or did you wake up to this? That's the question I have.
Oh, no, yeah, I was awake. I was actually on my computer and watching TV at the same time. All of a sudden, there was this shadowy figure walking. Like, my room is very big, and, like, I sort of had divided my bed, TV area, one side, and the other side is, like, a mini office-like area with my computer, bookshelf, and all that. So the mini office side of my room, this shadowy figure was walking past, and the only thing I said at the moment was, hello, I'm busy now. And it went through, but I thought it was going to hang around, but I don't know if I offend someone, but it just kept going, and I feel that I ignored, and maybe that whatever wanted to tell me something special, or I don't know. Then I felt bad afterwards.
Well, is that the first time you've ever seen a shadow in this particular location? Because I don't think it is.
It's the first time I've seen a shadow in the particular location, shadow, and like something that is like probably 6 feet tall. Yes.
Okay.
First time that I've seen in the area odd things? No.
Okay, so there's been things happening, but now you have a full-fledged shadow. And you're also spending time on shows with a whole bunch of, you know, the rest of us crazies who see these things, and you do have an interest. So obviously, spirit is making some sort of an attempt to, you know, let you know, okay, yeah, you've got our attention now, and it is a male energy. I get that real loud and clear. The building you're in, is this, you're still in school, right? I mean, because I know you're studying and finishing your degree program and all that.
Yeah, but my building's not on school. Yeah.
Okay, you're off school. You're actually in a like a regular home now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's
an apartment complex. Apartment complexes are notoriously full of haunts.
somebody died in my room.
Yeah.
That I know, and who knows how many. Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely. If that building's been there any length of time, there's going to have been many people who've had, you know, passed in one way or another nearby or on the premises. So they do hang about, and it would be interesting to see if you try to engage it, you know, this person in conversation, because it is a person. It's not just a shadow. And a lot of people talk about shadow people. I've come to the conclusion that they're just a human being with not enough energy to fully manifest, but they want to make their presence known to you, so they do show themselves. And we see them quite often out here, you know, on the ranch that I'm at. It's actually been rather quiet, but this is the time of year things start heating up from right about now all the way up into, November, December. It's kind of a shadow, you know, really, you know, kicks butt with shadow time here. So I tend to think that you're going to be seeing the same thing. A lot of other people are going to get a lot of increased activity, as we near, basically the time of the dead, Halloween, and the week thereafter, with some of the Mexican traditions that follow that, and Eastern, European, Western Europe and Eastern Europe have their own ways of seeing it. So it's not surprising that you would have that happen. Now, I don't feel it's a relative. I think this is a person that would have been in the building that just happened to be there.
No, it's just somebody passing through that.
Yeah, it's like somebody passing through. You may, but he's actually aware that you're developing your skills and taking an interest in this, and it's kind of like you lighten up a little more, and so he diverted his path and came through to check you out. And if you talk to him, if you find that you want to develop a relationship, you can develop relationships with spirits. I mean, it's absolutely normal. I have my own here, and I talk to them when tonight I was talking to Anna on the way in, saying, hey, I hope you stop by while I'm on the air, you know, and who knows, sometimes she does. Sometimes I'll feel her standing next to me. But some nights, she's doing whatever she does out there, you know. But, I mean... Nothing to be afraid of, honestly. There's just nothing there. But the deception thing still bothers me because it's a separate issue, and it's almost like there's a physical person that's deceiving you, or you know, there's been some deceptive thing that's been with you, and I don't know what that's about. But I would be on guard, would be the words I'd have right there. And it's just, it's as if, are you, what am I getting here? I just get the feeling it's a person close to you is not quite telling you the truth. And I don't think it's a hurtful thing. It's almost like they're trying to be protective. So just kind of keep your feelers open, you know? I don't know. What's the second question?
Well, it was sort of like directly to my guys or whoever up there that is actually being teasing me, like from the other side. Because, I don't know, I'd be getting all these messages and all these things about change and all these other things that are going to happen soon. And at the same time, I've been very, like everything is really still. And things are, at least in this plane, things are not moving anywhere. And I don't know, it's making me a little upset. Like, it's obviously the person who is not telling me the truth. It's in the other side, not here, although it might be somebody else. I just would like to damn my guys, whoever, to come cut and clear and tell me what's going on. I mean, I know sometimes you get things little by little, I mean, I'm ready to take the side effects of the overdose.
Well, let me tell you what. It doesn't work that way with spirit. They have their own agendas, and they do things in their own way. Kathy and I often are carping about this kind of thing. They're going to reveal things in their own bloody good time, you know. Even the mediums have trouble. You know, I can't tell you the times I've been in my car going, what do you want from me? You know, and you're just about ready to blow a circuit because of the stuff they'll pull on you. And you know, we don't see the full picture, you know, and we're only going to, you know, the only thing we're here to do is live our life the best of our ability and to, you know, be the best spirit we can be in this limited body we have and do the best we can by other people and show love and respect and compassion for all people. And, you know, and top of the list, respect and love and compassion for yourself. Because if you don't do that, you can't help anybody else. Now, in your case, I mean, you know, it's pretty obvious to me what part of it is because, you know, I know this much. It's your scientific mind is very, you're very grounded and probably overly balanced in one direction into the whole notion of what the scientific world is, and you're attempting to balance that now back the other direction. And you live in a, you know, as a scientist, you live in a particular world where, you know, it's grounded in fact. And when you do this kind of thing like I've been doing for years and years and years, because I went through what you're going through, it's a hell of a shock. I mean, you are going through a transition that you're having to see all this stuff and it's driving you batty because you want to know why. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It's not a thing that they can open a book and say, well, here's page 72, this is what we're going to do with you. it's not that way, dude. But what I do know is that, you know, you are attracting their attention. You have, of your free will, you know, made the contract to go out and develop yourself. You know, you're hanging around all these crazy people, like I said before, and you're becoming a light of sorts, and you're attracting spirits. So, you know, you're doing everything you should be doing. You know, there's nothing wrong with what you're going through. The only thing I will say is kind of what they're telling me is expect more of the visits would be something you're going to be seeing more things. And if I were you, I'd be writing everything down, you know, so you can remember it all. Because you know, once they start turning up the heat, you're going to be thinking you're going nuts and you'll start to see patterns. And there is a logic to it, but you know, your scientific mind will grab hold of that. So write all this stuff down, write down the dreams you have too. And then, spend time around, you know, find a spiritual group locally who you can work with. You know, I mean, I was talking about it on the other show that I'm doing work with other mediums and, I'm looking for a local group. And if I can't find that, I'm going to get, mediums here on air, to kind of band a bunch of us together, and we all get online and help each other. But in your case, the deception thing, I don't think this is a person trying to hurt you. I think they're trying to protect you. And you know, I'm just going to return to that briefly. The more I think on this, somebody's telling a little white lie, and it's something with you, and that is they're trying to protect you from a truth or something. And when they should just come clean. So I don't know what that's about, but go for it, you know. And there's an H name tied to this, and it's a male, an H. Howie, Howard, Hal, it's a name that sounds like that. That's like an H-A with a mm-hmm. or a . So, you know, take that into account. I don't know who this is, but think about it. The research you're doing also is the word stumbling block comes in. Are you still working on that revolutionary thing that you were working on, right?
Theoretically, yes. That's a little on hold right now.
Was there a block or something that came through?
No, it's simply focusing and getting other things rolling. I mean, like, that work in progress is going to take me nearly a lifetime to achieve, so I need to get other things moving before, like, finding a job between now and grad school, applying to grad school, and many other things.
Don't be picky on the job.
Huh? I'm not being picky on the job at all.
Yeah,
it's just not out there.
It won't. The thing that I got is it won't be what you expect. So you'll get it. You'll get a job, but just don't be picky. It's going to be, it'll be a steady paycheck. That's the important thing. So, yeah, don't be too proud. That's the worry, the thing I got. It's kind of funny. They're laughing. I don't know what it is that you're going to do, but they are mm-hmm. thinking it's funny. It's going to humble you. You're already a humble guy, but they're really going to humble you. That's good. Yeah. But the stumbling block, I think, I'm going to return to that. They said the word stumbling block to me, and I don't know why that. What's that about, guys? Well, the only thing I can say is based on what you said, you know, it's a lifetime thing with you, but you set it aside for a while is what you did because of these other things. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I have to focus on a lot of things to do right now, like graduation, paperwork, examinations for grad school, move-in. That's a lot that I have to focus on right now. So I put that on hold because that can happen anytime. But
yeah,
the other things I need to get rid of right now.
Well, never don't give up on this thing that you're doing. This research is important, and just to stay with it. You know, I mean, it's. You know, I mean, I told you in the past, I mean, I did that signature piece of mine that, you know, became famous, and I ticked off a whole lot of people, and I also made some other ones happy. You're going to have that. And the thing that gets me with this, too, is it's going to be very threatening to some people what you do. So be ready for that. There are folks, too, who, when this all happens, especially in the professional educational sense, that are going to be very jealous. So make sure all your work is well documented and that you have this all down in spades, whatever this is. Even if it's not, you know, something you quote publish, and you're not after, you know, fame and fortune with it and all that. But if you're trying to validate it or whatever in whatever way you do, just be careful. And that's good advice for anybody out there. There is some such thing as professional jealousy. And especially in the scientific world, I run into it regularly, and you see others that really want that attention. And you know, the problem is everybody has their day in the sun, and then they got to go work for a while and go into darkness because that's the natural orbit of things. So you know, definitely realize that careers and cycles, that's the way things work. You know, and in your case, you're going to have an exceptional career. doing whatever you do. You just you just got an interesting path ahead of you, my friend.
Well, yeah, I guess I had the potential to have a great career. Just right now, it's not happening.
How old are you?
27.
27, okay. You're just a baby.
Perhaps. If I say at 30, I had to leave town.
Yeah,
having my life, so.
You don't have any gray hair, right?
I had one.
You have one. Oh, you earned that one. Boy, oh, boy, I'm impressed. well, what I'll say is this, is you've got a lot of years ahead of you. The big thing is, I've been at it 25 years in the aerospace business, and it goes extremely quickly. So what I get with you is you're going to be very good at what you do. Just make sure you have a good career plan and sit down and think things through, and then trust what spirit brings to you, because you're opening up that other side of yourself. They are going to work with you. Listen to the intuitions and the leanings, and it's not all them coming through you. There's a part of it that's all you. Definitely follow your inner leanings, because you've got the intuition for it. And great scientists, are almost to a person, have all been folks with mystical, mediumistic, psychic backgrounds and tremendous imaginations. And you have that in spades. So just take that going forward, and you're going to be just fine. So.
Okay.
Okay, my friend?
Okay.
All right. Go get them. And keep calling in. It's always interesting to hear your stuff. and tell me who the deceiver is with this age person the next time you call in, because this is going to be, I think that's going to be interesting.
I don't know, but I could swear the deceiver might be on the other side. But anyway, if I find it, I'll let you know.
Okay, let me know on that one.
Okay.
Okay, my friend.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Oh, but I'm grabbing
the
wrong mouse.
I have a question from the chat room.
Yeah.
From Mother Jerry wants to know, do you do readings, because she can't call in, and wants to know, will you do a chat room reading for her?
Sure, I'll do a chat room reading. That'll be fun.
She wants to know, excuse me, she wants to know, she'd like to know if her brother, who recently passed, has anything to say to her. She has a few siblings over there, and she said that they were really close, her and her brother, and she wants to try to raise her vibrations to his spirit.
Well, first thing
or
I
if
drew
you have
just
anything from spirit is what she said.
Well, yeah, the first thing I drew was a house, and there's something about the house, and that was the first thing that popped in. I'm being touched on the right side of my head right now, so obviously one of them's here. Passing was an illness. I'm going to watch chat room. Was the passing an illness? Because I get like that he was ill in some way. It was not like the quickest of things. So I'm waiting to see if what that comes through. But while that's coming through, Mark Peroni, I know that name from way back when. I wonder if that's somebody I work with. Yeah. Well, it's a she.
She, yes. Mother Jerry said yes. Yes, he did pass slowly. Yeah,
he had some sort of like wasting disease or something like that. Something that really he knew as he was going. There's something in the house. That's the thing that is bothering me. He had plenty of time to talk about everything, but I think he forgot something. And there's something in that house, and I'm looking at the up in the road, they're saying something about the attic. There's something up in the attic, and I get the word family. So I don't know if you guys need to go up there and look, if there's something for the like a family album or a family thing up there that with memories or something like that. But that's what's being shown to me, is this whole thing with getting up there and taking a look. So this is one of those things you can't validate on air. You know, you'll have to go up there when it's safe and go up and look around and see what you find. But definitely, you know, this is, and I'm not even sure this is even in the same house that he passed in or was his house, but there's, but definitely go look in at, you know, this attic thing there. You know, I think you'll know what that is. He's absolutely fine. I mean, the fact he's showing me this and all that, and I felt the presence next to me, strong, kind of a bit of a joker. I get he's got kind of a funky laugh. He became kind of quiet though at the end, you know, very quiet, dignified kind of passing with him. He was very, he went out like a man, I can tell you that. He was a tough guy. But he, in his earlier days, he could really party it up. You know, I'd say that much. Is there a sister? Is there a sister? I get the word sister, and I don't know if it's one that's passed, but other than you?
He said yes.
Okay. So is the sister is passed?
Or
is this it? Okay. There's a concern about the sister, and I don't know if it's that she's on the other side already and he's with her, but if it's something that she's alive, then he's acknowledging her, but I don't know what this is about. I get the word, just the feeling concern. I don't know.
A couple of sisters, I'm imagining. Yes.
Yeah. Well, one of them is if they're alive, then it's two sisters have passed. Okay. And is there any that are living beyond you, Jerry? So just, you know, I'll watch for that. But I'm just getting this feeling that there's a real concern about someone that's on this side of things. The more I think about it, so just and here, yeah, not coping too well with it. That would be the words that come through with us. So, and would I be correct in saying that there's been attempts to be by him to come through to family, especially in dreams? Because I just feel that he's tried to communicate, and some of you seem to be aware more than others, and I think that you've you know, more than likely had some run-ins there. Yeah, and so that's been happening. Encourage it, you know, to keep on, and then I would have him you know, talk with him more, pray for him for one. That's the thing to do. But the other thing is tell the sister with the concern, the one who's having the problems about this, you know, and to watch for signs, and then to have her talk to him. He'll do everything he can to come through for her. And that's the kind of the thing I'm getting out of him. And there is, you know, the other two sisters are not coming through at all. They're not even part of this. He's the one step forward. But trying to see who this other woman is. It's not the sisters. And it's not the mother. This is like a really close family friend is there also who passed. Somebody who is like a part of the family, mother type energy, but not the mother. And she's getting a big laugh out of all this about some of the things that have been happening. There was some sort of party. What is she saying here? There's some sort of party, and I'm not looking at chat room right now. I'm just going, in that way I'm not getting any validation. There's some sort of party. What happened? Some sort of problem in the kitchen. I don't know what to make of that, but obviously it was funny to her. I think that they were just, you know, it's something that she had been part of that. So I don't know. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. That's about all. He's pulling back. The big thing I'd say right now is just keep the dialogue open. I don't think that he's been gone all that long. You know, 6 months, maybe a year. But he's definitely acclimated to the other side, and he's doing just fine. So definitely keep the lines of communication open. And I'd love to hear more, later on about how, you know, how things are going with this one sister. It's not been good. That's the thing I get there, and that's a lot of the reason he's hanging around. And her praying with him and talking with him and all that will help her as well as him. So I hope that helps. Six weeks.
Uh-huh.
6 weeks, and he's already coming through this good. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I was getting to six there, but I was like,
stronger and stronger.
What's that?
I said the people that before they even pass are getting stronger and stronger, and realizing that life does exist on the other side before they do pass. So I think that's what creates that strength over there.
Yeah, it's become the paranormal shows and oddly enough the absolute media bias against spirituality in the religious sense is kind of backfiring, and a lot of people are and I'm not, you know, and I'm not a churchgoer myself, but I'm a big believer in that spiritual systems in their truest, purest form are ultimately good. And, it's like a bunch of blind men standing around arguing about, you know, what the elephant is, you know, and that's how it is with spirit. I just think that what's happening is people are being driven more to it. And the surety that it does, that this is real and this is part of, you know, why we're here. I mean, you know, when you stop and look at it, you know, the universe exists because it must. And I've talked about this before in, you know, in past chats, but it's the universe is, you know, here for us. We're part of it. And, you know, we're all part of God, Goddess, all that is that, you know, are you know, in this space that we're in. And, you know, how else could there not be? You know, I mean, how could you not see, you know, the divinity of it all? I mean, when you go out in the daytime and you take a look at the flowers, you take a look at, you know, bees going along, you look at the sky, you look at the stars. It's just, to me, the more I see and the more I meditate and the more I work with this stuff, it's just, wow. Sometimes I'll just look up at God and go, kick ass job, man. You did great. You know? I mean, you ever get that way, Kathy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, dude, sometimes you just go, dude, wow, this rocks, man. And you actually pulled this off. I mean, what did you have to work with? You know, and that's just the part I love with it all. So, I mean, and then you created BTR, and then we had shows. Whoa, this is so cool. Oh, my God. Let's see. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, let's see. Oh, God, we got a bunch out there. It's kicking tonight. We do have a 229 out there, but I don't know if they're just a listener because I don't see the hand raised. So 229, if you are, yeah, it is 229. If you are trying to pop on, what's the name of the artery in the neck? I know about the pain in the neck. I've dealt with many of those, but the artery in the neck. We should make up a name for Anthea just to go look up. I don't know. The Schlossel blot. Yeah. Yeah. I've got two of those. I got two Schlossel blots. Don't you have a couple of those, Kathy? Let's see. 229. I'm not going to pick up on that one. So we'll just slip that. Can the ovulus come out to play? And the big smile. And,
Amara Lily, her
cardioid. What's that?
Jugular.
Oh, the jugular area code?
Yes. No. Amara Lily said her area code is 229, and Kelly said it's the jugular.
Oh, okay. I just was trying to make a, you know, it may seem like a natural connection to me. I don't know about you. Let's see. The ovulus can come out tonight and play. I am going to go ahead and fire up Audacity. And let's see. What have I got? Yeah, I've got the new PX is with me here. And let's make sure that the batteries are working. It is working. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and put this all up. And it was funny, Bill Chappell, the guy who designs this, said this would never drive the circuits the way I'm using it for. And I guess I'm a lucky guy, because it comes through pretty good.
It's a Larry Lloyd. It's a Larry Lloyd.
Okay. Huh.
Off.
I don't like that. That's got some sort of a strange noise, so I'm going to go with the original Ovilus, and that is also giving me trouble.
It's a Larry Lloyd foot. L-A-O-N. Awesome.
Are you guys hearing that, all that static? Because I'll tell you what,
no.
That's not good. You're not hearing any static? Okay. Then it's just me. Then I'm going to go ahead and go with it then. Let's go back to the, we'll go back to the original one. It's just going to be hard for me to hear you guys. I'm getting some kind of feedback. And there we go.
It's a Larry Lloyd.
All right. Good. Everybody's saying that. I'm just the one hearing all the static, so I can live with that.
Oh, you are a weird one anyway.
Drops. Feeling. Fully. Sure.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and ask
nail,
questions of it.
Feeling.
There we go.
Reality on.
What else do you have to say?
Before. Known.
What's your name?
Master Harry Gibson Island Ray Penman.
Why are you here tonight?
Master Harry Gibson Harry.
Do you like coming here?
Yes, I don't sleep. Just turn around. Just leg.
Any final words before we leave you?
Tone. Not.
That's it? Okay.
This elf. Member. Norman. Jurist. Cement.
Okay, thank you.
Off.
Okay.
Off?
Yeah, I hit the button and it says off. I was like, that's a nice thing that he did. Okay, let me go ahead and pull that back and let's see how we did because I want to see what plays back here. Okay, so he started right off with religion and I feel it was a male energy. Let me keep going here. Now, let me pull that back. Before moan, what the hell is he moaning about? Let's see, let's keep going, and let's try this. Master Haird, or Master, what are you hearing there, Kathy?
I'm not hearing nothing.
Can you hear any of that I'm playing back?
No.
I'll be darned. So I'm, okay, I thought that was playing back through the... You can't hear any of the words playing back?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Sorry, guys. Karen's... oh, God. I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be one of those nights with the... let me see.
It's the full moon.
Here we go. Let me try this.
What else do you have to say?
Can you hear that now?
Yes.
What's your name? Okay.
Master Harry.
All right, so there we go. So I had, what's your name? So, yeah, I had the pot on that down. Okay, here we go. What's your name?
Master Harry.
What's your name?
Master Harry.
Master Haird? Aired? Laird? Something like that. So that was a direct response, and I like that. That's what I like about this new PX. It's much more snappy, and it seems to be responsive. When you say stuff, it's pretty much right on. Here we go with the rest of what it was saying from 10 seconds to 14.
Gibson, Island, Ray, Penman. Gibson, Island, Ray, Penman.
Diction, Island, Pray, Pendant. And That's interesting. It's talking about the pendant because I wear a particular stone all the time, and that's interesting because something funny happened. Kathy, remember when I went through that storm last December where we had so much damage here on the property?
Yeah.
One of the things I never told anybody that happened was at that time. We had, I was outside dealing with all the worst of the disaster because it really was for this place. I mean, we lost a lot of trees, and I wear a golden garnet. Actually, it's not garnet; it's golden. I'm trying to get the name of the stone. It's a very expensive stone. It's used by generals. And the name just escapes me completely right now, but it's used by generals. They wear these as good luck, and Alexander the Great wore them. Most generals in history have worn them, but when they don't wear them into battle, the one time they'll put them down, that's when they get killed. And I lost mine that day. I was in battle with the forces around here, and that night when the storm had actually abated, I felt up there. I usually feel the necklace that's around me, and I felt, and the stone was gone out of its holder. It actually had fallen out someplace, and I looked everywhere, and when you got snow down everywhere, you can't possibly, there's just no way, I figured, well, it's lost on the property someplace. I'll never see it again. And I had been doing, in the midst of all that, my company had a big thing going on, and I had been on the phone in the middle of all that, trying to keep the place going. We had no power. We were snowed in. I was dealing with everything, but we still had one phone line running. And I had actually sat on the bed in my mother's room where we have the one phone that worked, that didn't have to be plugged in. It was just a regular old fashioned phone. And so I'm on the phone with them, and I did the business I needed to. And all these months later, my mother comes up to me and she says, "You'll never guess what happened." And I go, "What?" And she walks up and she holds out her hand and she's got my stone. And she says, "You'll never guess where I found it." And I go, Where? I mean, how the hell did you see this? It was outside someplace. And she goes, "No, it was inside." And it turned out when I had been on the phone with the company at work getting this critical process taken care of, the stone had actually fallen between the sheets and down into the one corner of her waterbed and had been pressed there all that whole time. And, it's like an $800 stone. So, I mean, when you lose a stone like that, it was like a big thing to me. And it was a gift to me. So, I mean, it was doubly worse, but it was just a miracle that came back, So I kind of thought about that when I was looking at this particular ovulus thing going on. Let's keep going with this here. Sorry for the long-winded story there, but it was cool to get my stone back. I've even had one spirit down in Coloma. We were talking about this necklace. I was down there and I was doing EVP, and this one woman spirit goes, "Nice stone." I just love that. Here we go. Do you like coming here?
Your tail, sneak, just turn around, just leg.
Do you something about winding something on somebody's leg?
Sneak, just turn around, just leg. Sneak, just turn around, just leg.
It's funny because my father injured his foot here recently, and if I didn't know any better, it'd be one of the local spirits popping in here using the opportunity to talk about they know that Dad hurt his foot. Hurt his leg or foot. That's interesting. Let me keep going here and see what we got. I'll play this next set. Any final words before we leave you?
Donut.
Donut? Don't say donut to a man on the Atkins diet. I'm 22 days in, and I've lost 19 pounds in 22 days, by the way, everybody. And today, actually, I got down to the last hole in my belt before I have to go down to a smaller belt. And my pants are starting to get really baggy. So, I like that.
Tone mutt.
Sometimes it says things that just don't make sense.
That's it.
Okay. And then we'll try this. Here we go.
Okay. This elf, member, Norman, Eurist, Cement.
You know, my grandfather's name is Norman, and for that to come through, it would almost be like family popping in.
Member, Norman, Eurist, Cement. Member, Norman, Eurist, Cement.
Was he a commander?
Pardon me?
Was he a commander?
Command? Was, let me turn that down. Was he in command of something?
Was he a commander?
My grandfather was very much in command of everything. A natural leader, one of the people that if you were in the worst situation you could possibly be in, and you needed sheer animalistic fury to survive and to live through whatever it is, he's the guy you'd want with you. And he was a construction foreman, one of the tough guys of the world. He actually was in a famous incident in Panama that when Teddy, he was in the U.S. Navy as a gunner, and they were on shore leave in Panama and got into a fight with two Panamanians who pulled knives on them. And my grandfather actually killed both men, threw one over a wall, and the guy, you know, and he threw him over a wall 150 feet down and impaled the guy on the coral. And they locked both men up. His buddy was cut up. He actually cut his buddy's stomach open. And so they were immediately thrown both in jail for murdering these two Panamanians, quote unquote, in self-defense. And it turned out Teddy Roosevelt sent the Marines in at gunpoint and pulled my grandfather and this other gentleman who was, you know, gravely injured out. And it created an international incident. So, yes, my grandfather was very much a commander. That's a really tough guy, and he knew his stuff. And he's very old right now. He's about 95, 96 now. And he's in failing health. I haven't seen him in quite some time. He's up north of me. But I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they're telling me that something's coming up with him, you know, which we've been kind of waiting for anyway, you know, for some news on that. So.
Commander Norman.
Yeah, and his daughter who passed, my eldest aunt, her name is Norma, and she passed in 2003, and she comes here quite a bit with her husband Mike. He also passed 3 months after her, so that's kind of a regular thing. But Grandpa was very much in command. I don't know. That's an interesting, because I didn't hear commander, but yeah, you peg it right. Yeah, he's just he's one of those guys that you would think of when you think of hard-headed, bull-headed, just a blockhead. That's my grandpa, and I got some of that in me. I got the blockhead part down real good, but you know. Once you hit me in the head over a few times with a pipe, it gets my attention. So, well, let's see. We got a pop-up here. And, boy, we got callers. I do have a Skype caller, and I am just not trusting Skype after all the trolls that have come through. I'll give it a whirl.
That is Mark. I think Mark said he was calling in under Skype. Now, whether
all right,
it's or not, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take the Skype call. You're on the air?
Hello there. It is Mark. Mark Barone in Utah. Hi, Frank. How are you? Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Yeah, good to see you. What can we do for you tonight there, Mark?
Well, I heard that you were doing readings, so I thought I'd jump on the bandwagon and see if I could get a reading tonight.
Okay. Name your poison. We can do a medium, or we can do an ITC with you know, actual voice recording.
Medium would be great.
Okay, we'll go medium.
the last time I did the EVPs, he freaked me out.
It freaked you out?
Oh, yeah, it was some pretty freaky stuff coming through. I think it freaked you out, too. So.
That happens on a regular basis around here. So I'm up for mediumship tonight. Let's just have some fun with that.
That's great.
What's the questions you have?
Oh, wow. Questions. Just if any families around me or friends or if they have any messages for me.
Elderly woman, late 70s, early 80s when she passed. Graceful, a very elegant woman. Liked her jewelry. She didn't like to go out on the town without looking very sharp. And she comes in visitation with you. She's been kind of keeping an eye on you. So she's about, and then, there's a child. I'm getting an E name, like Eddie or Edie, something like that. And I'm not sure if I'm a sex of the child. I can't tell, but, I think it's like with this older woman, the child is with the older woman. It's not like this is an earthbound haunt or anything like that, because I don't see that happening with you right now. But they are in visitation, and they do pop in with you. Troubles with the home, plumbing. What is this with the plumbing? Did you have a plumbing incident or something? It's like that they're talking about plumbing. I don't get it. I mean, are you having a plumbing issue?
I haven't. Not that I can remember. Unless she's talking about my plumbing.
No, not that plumbing. No. It's literally copper. Plastic pipe type plumbing. And when's the last time you had a house inspection?
It's a fairly new house. We just bought it about a year ago, and we had a house inspection then.
I would just get a look around and just do a once through to just kind of put your mind at ease, because I just get the feeling there's something developing with the plumbing, like a small leak or something that's in a place that you'll be able to find it easily enough. It's just aware that, they're saying that there's this plumbing thing going on. So, and I'm getting it's in a wall area, but it's accessible. So just look at it and, be aware.
Sure.
Shower. It's like near the shower. So check the shower and it's... It's probably like they didn't sweat a joint in good enough or something. That's happened to me. I mean, you put it in, it doesn't look bad at first, and then you get a slow drip, and you've got dry rot and all that kind of thing on the wall, and that's a lot of fun. Costs you a lot of money, so they're watching out for you. You work in an office, right? You work
most of the time,
Do you? Is this an older building you're working in?
Uh-huh, it is.
It's haunted, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, and there's several male entities there. There's a woman there. And they think you guys are funny. They're coexisting with you. They're putting up with you. They're putting up with you guys.
Yeah, basically.
They're not like stuck there, but they prefer it there. That's kind of the words I'm getting. It's like they just like that there so much, they just don't care to leave, kind of thing. But they're feeling they would like the coffee area cleaned up better.
Yeah, so would I.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was because I'm seeing the mess that usually is our coffee area, and that's the symbol they gave me.
Yeah, I actually manage the facility, and it's been one of our headaches. Nobody wants to clean up after themselves, so.
Yeah, nobody wants to make the coffee either, but they seem to have a problem with pardon my language here, but someone is a real smart ass, and they don't like that. They think they're very disrespectful, and they're very an old world management kind of thing. They want it to be respect, and someone's a real smart aleck, and they want to slap him silly kind of deal. Matter of fact, they're messing with him. Yeah. So, actually,
it's such a non-threatening, it's actually a great working environment. And the person that I thought of was actually a loudmouth woman that we have there who's really a pain. That's the first person that came to mind when you said that. But really, it's a great place to work. Everybody has a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's not like they're very they're putting up with it. They like what's going on. But it was their space first. They're sharing it with you. That's their feeling about the matter, and that's how they think about it. But they're around, and yeah, they do little things, to let you know they're there. They would like to be more included. I get what they're saying. What it is in my family tradition, and I brought this up here on the show, is we always talk about at the holidays, we always set an empty place at the table for those who've passed on in our family to come join us. And that's what they're asking for you guys to do when you have your Christmas celebration and your different little celebrations that you have, is set just an empty plate nearby for them. And maybe a chair, tipped, so that's for them, and they would like that. And then toast them; they want to be toasted. Yeah, they're wanting.
Oh, they don't want too much, do
they? Yeah, no, but I think it would make things. I think they would really regard that highly. Let's just say that they're very tender, but they're kind of formal too. But they also have a fun side. Doing that would it can't do anything to hurt relations, that's for sure. So that's what I get there. I just get these family spirits around. Is there a graveyard nearby your home? Yeah.
Well, we have a graveyard. It's, maybe not even a half a mile away. I'm hoping you're not touching on the last time I called. Because the park that I lived next to years and years previous was a cemetery. And they took out most of the headstones. And left most of the bodies.
So
it's a very active area. So you might be remembering.
I probably am remembering. We've always talked about how it goes in one ear and out the other with me, readings and people that do this. That's kind of the norm. But it hasn't been that bad for you, it's not real active in the house or anything like that, right? You're not getting a lot of that.
Here, not at all.
Yeah, so, but they are out there. I'll just say that. They're very aware. Those spirits are very aware of everything that's gone on. And, again, same kind of thing. Somebody going out and just remembering them, would really do a lot for harmony out there. I think it's just kind of a Me Too thing jumping in, and that's the kind of feeling I get from them. They do talk amongst themselves, spirits have their own, like, spiritual internet, and, stuff starts happening. It's like, hey, we're right near his house. Let's talk about this thing that we have. And so I would just say, it's funny because every Thanksgiving and Christmas, the day before each holiday, I go out to the Shingle Springs graveyard, and it's a tiny, that's the one I took as under my wing. And I go out there and I give them a, I take a pumpkin to them, or I'll take them, and I take them, definitely take them Crown Royal whiskey. They love that. And yeah, you put that out there, and you should hear the stuff that happens and see on EVP. It gets, they think, one of them actually said one Christmas when I went out there and did it, that man is a saint. So, but that would be the kind of thing I would recommend for you at the park. Just go out on a holiday, you know, when nobody's looking, you know, so you won't be too self-conscious, but just talk from your heart with them, and then pop a little drink down and toast them and say, this is to you, you know, that we remember you. And if you do that and then pass that on in the family and maybe a few friends, that would be well regarded. And it's a very tender thing. You know, cemetery injustices in this country are just a huge thing. And it's just, there's so many of them are plowed over, and people look the other way and get paid off, and then the bodies rest where they rest, just like what you're talking about. And it's just the wrong thing to do. You know, they were planted, you know, basically planted there for eternity. That was their spot, their headstone, and then when those are taken away, it's their identity, it's their very soul, and it's just wrong to do. So, you know, even somebody taking a little thing like that goes a long way to making them feel like human beings again, you know, that's their thing. And it's not that they're in the ground, that's where they're at. It's that's that part of themselves that's, you know, it's basically disrespectful. You know, and when you do that, it lifts them up. So, you know, that's the thing I get for you. So, all in all, pretty good. I mean, nothing scary here now. So,
you're doing good, man. You know what? There hasn't been anything scary for a long time. So, yeah I'm not worried at all. So, I'm interested about the elegant woman, though. The first person that came to mind was someone that I gave a reading to. Was her grandmother, and I says, my gosh, she's got great legs. and the woman is absolutely gorgeous, and she would never, be caught dead looking old where she is now. She's just, I mean, she looks like a 1940s movie star. She's gorgeous. And she, very elegant, loved her jewelry, and dropped dead gorgeous. You know, and I like to tell her, I like to tell her, Jenny, your grandma's hot. So,
well, yeah, she, but she was older when she passed, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, she was.
Yeah, she presented to me as elderly, but yeah, very distinguished. She was not. She was a looker. I mean, I should have said that. I mean, she was good looking, but it was just that she presented as elderly, you know, at that, and but yet had that still that same elegance. You know, and yeah, she was, would have dated her in a heartbeat, you know. I mean, yeah, she's just a good looking lady. But yeah. she had a suave kind of debonair thing going with her, but a heart of gold, you know, that's the thing I get. But you didn't want to get on her wrong side because she would turn into Miss Ice and you knew that was not a good place to be. Not even. So, yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting. I never thought that somebody other than like family or somebody really close to me would come through to me like that. That's interesting because I'm pretty sure that's who it is.
Well, so. I think that's who's coming around. And there's this child is 8 years old, an 8 year old mm-hmm. child. 7 to 8 years old, and is I'm getting girl.
Yep, I know exactly who it is.
Okay, yeah, who is this? Because I don't get a name at all.
That is actually when my wife and I bought our first house. It's the little girl that I kept seeing, in the house, and I saw her for years. And before we moved, I told her it was time to go home, that the family was waiting for her. and she went. But she still comes and visits every once in a while.
I don't get her being there all the time, and she's with this. Mm-hmm. She doesn't come alone. That's the thing. She's coming with some of your family. It's like they made a mm-hmm. they've got like a little pact going on, and they're okay. You know, I mean, and that seems to happen. I'm seeing that happen more often. I mean, this thing with Debbie and my cat, of all things. I mean, my cat came back with Debbie. You know, and Debbie stepped in, and I asked her to, you know, if she'd watch out for Biddy, and she agreed. You know, and so she brings the cat. You know, so it's not surprising an adult would bring a child spirit through. I mean, but that's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Well, thank you.
Oh,
I mean, I've really enjoyed this.
Oh, you bet. We lived there for like 11 years, a solid 8 years. I just had a really neat relationship with her. Almost every night, she'd like play peekaboo with me. And before, not long before we moved, I could actually see her full figure. It was amazing. She's just a sweet little girl.
She's saying something about the children. Do you have children, or are you like a grandparent mm-hmm. with children?
Oh no, I have kids.
You have kids, and how old are they?
Well, now they are 15, 13, 10, and 7.
The 7 and 10-year-old, would they be aware of her?
No, none of them were aware of her.
Huh.
Not even my wife. I never even said anything to my wife. She was terrified of that stuff then.
I would, so they're still around the house now, right? All the children. Right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You're sure of that, huh?
No, they know about her now.
Oh, okay.
They didn't know about her then. They would have been way too freaked out, and my wife would have lost it. They all know what I do now. I'm a psychic medium, and they all know and accept what I do now. So to them, it's like, oh, yeah, Dad's talking to somebody. So it's no big deal anymore. What's your father doing? Why is he talking to himself? Oh, no, he's never talking to himself. Might look like that.
God, isn't it a great world that we live in? Take a trip. Don't ever leave the farm.
That's right.
You've got another caller that's been waiting patiently for you.
Oh, I'm sorry for taking up all the time, Frank.
Oh, no problem.
Oh,
yeah,
it's John. It's not Frank.
Actually, you know what? You called me Frank.
I'm sorry.
Do you know what my middle name is?
Frank.
My middle name is Franklin, so very good reading
okay.
there. That's good. I like that.
Oh,
well,
gosh.
Hey, thanks for calling in. And the last thing before I let you go is you're the youngest two. Are they they're exhibiting ability already, right?
It's the two middle, and primarily my 13-year-old daughter. Oh yeah, she's got great abilities.
I would keep an eye on the two young ones because they're going to go like crazy. I just get this feeling. So that's kind of what. And this little girl seems to be making the appearances. So just I wouldn't be surprised if stuff starts happening. I'd like to hear how that goes because the thing I'm getting is there's more going on, and just watch out. Yeah, because it's not bad. It's just that, you know, when they come to you with questions about some of the stuff they're seeing and hearing, you know, you're all set. You know everything there is to know, so you're good to go. But that is coming. Just get ready. That's what they're saying.
Oh yeah. It's already started with my 13-year-old and my he's 10 years. Did I say? Yeah, my 10-year-old and my 13-year-old, boy and a girl. Yeah, they've both. I've had some pretty incredible experiences, especially my 13-year-old. So.
Okay.
But thank you so much. It's nice to come back. It's been a while.
Okay. Thank you. Come back and let us know how it's going.
You bet. I sure will. You guys have a great night. Thanks so much.
You too. Okay. God bless.
Thank you, Mark.
You too now. Bye-bye.
See you later, Mark. And, wow, that was cool.
29 has been waiting so patiently.
Yeah, we got a 281 out there, too. It's the night of the twos. It's the twos.
The 229 is Amara Lily.
Okay, I'm hitting the button here. Okay, 22, whoa. There we go. Finally got the microphone. 229, you are on the air. Tamara?
Hey,
oh, Amara. Amara, I'm sorry, Amara. Excuse me, I'm terrible.
I did better, I guess, when I finally hit the one. So actually,
<an excuse>. Yeah, I couldn't tell. I was looking, I didn't see the one. I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do that. I'll wait and see. But I'm sorry to put you through all that. But you're here now.
I was listening patiently. This is my first time listening, so I was enjoying it.
All right. Well, what can we do for you, my friend?
Well, I've kind of been going through an interesting time in my life. I've been opening myself up more, and as I have been, I've become aware of several spirits in my home, and I've been pretty comfortable with that, and I've kind of been exploring it. I've been taking some photographs and trying some communication, and I do have one spirit that lingers in the back bedroom near my children, and it wakes my 3-year-old up at night. And at first I thought, well, maybe she's just sensitive to it, because I awake sometimes with a feeling that something's in the room with me, and I recognize it for what it is. It's just me being aware. But I've been getting the feeling more lately that it's almost harassing her, like kind of picking on her. And I was wondering if you had any kind of inclination about that.
Number one, your motherly instincts are very good. That's you're right on the money. The fact that you feel it like you're feeling, because you've got abilities yourself and you've been developing on those, and you totally revealed that. So, and your child being at the age where they do see these things, Chip Coffey had it on one of his shows where he says, he held up a light and he says, see this? This is what you look like to them. You know, he's holding up this bright white light. And that's kind of what this child looks like to the spirit. Unfortunately, through some of these earthbound, spirits, they kind of get the feeling that, it's their right because they're dead, and they want anybody that could see them and understand them to come deal with them and their problem. And, the best that can be done for, someone like that is to try to get them to go to the light and have somebody who's experienced in cleansing and clearing, deal with that. One way, if you go from medium to medium and paranormal person to paranormal person, you're going to get different stories on this, but you'll hear my take on it. And my take is that you explain it to the spirit, say to her, and I'm getting it, it's a she. That this lady, that she needs to go back to the light, and if she can't get there by herself, then go hang out at a funeral parlor of all things, and catch somebody else's light. It's Marianne Winkowski writes about this in her book on the subject, and she was the consultant for Ghost Whisperer. And I really like the book, really well written and very factual, very easy, very easy read. But it talks about some of these spirits that just kind of get stuck and then they do these things, there is a second spirit in the home. And
is
it's a male.
A family member?
It's a male, and he's presenting with as young. But I don't get that that's what he was when he died. I get he was older, but he presents as young, and he's got almost like an Elvis kind of a look to him.
Mm-hmm.
Black, jet black hair, kind of a pouty face. Italian? Kind of Italian.
Like a baby face?
Yeah, that would be it. That's
may be my
face.
Husband's father. I'm looking at a picture of him right now, and it's like a vintage picture. And he looks very similar to that in the photo.
Yeah, he's around, and he's a protective influence. He's concerned about what's going on. So, you know, I mean, your instincts and your radar antenna are up, and family do come around to help with things like this. So this one spirit, though, you can deal with this. And I've dealt with this in my own situation, and other people you have similar methods. I use sea salt to cleanse a room. I'll go in and sage, cleanse the room with sea salt. I use black tourmaline in all the doors and windows. You can get it. It's a very inexpensive stone, but very powerful. And I actually have it hanging up over my door even. There's only one little area I'll let them in my personal home where they can come in and do their thing. But pretty much it stopped my problem. I was having my own issues at night with kind of the pestering thing going on when I started opening up more to this. But for a child, this is an incredibly big problem.
And, I saw her physically being shaken one night, and that's when I almost said, that's when I did say out loud later when she wasn't there that I'd had enough. It's obvious that, you know, you're purposely waking her. Because when she wakes, she's just confused and upset because she woke up, you know. She doesn't know why she woke up.
Yeah.
And I put my other daughter in the top bunk of the room, and she sleeps through the night. I mean, just her presence there is enough that it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I would the fact you've witnessed these things and you know what you're dealing with, you've already overcome the first major hurdle. Do these things that I'm saying go in and have, if you feel comfortable having clergy come in, use clergy to come in and bless the home and, have them deal with that. Follow it up with a chaser by dealing with the salt treatment and all these other things. And don't do it just once. This is the problem where a lot of folks, who come in and cleanse a home, and if it's an inhuman haunt, yeah, you got a whole new problem. But I don't sense that this is inhuman. This is a conventional run of the mill thing.
Do you feel like it's
happened
here, or it's attached to a person, or
this spirit is not attached to the child or to anyone in the home. It's just trying to get attention, and it's going to do it any way it can. It's, she's confused and injured and basically doesn't know what to do. And here's the only person who's dealing with me and now knows that you're aware of her and, are around, and it's just basically a case of the manners have gone by the wayside because, they're operating on pure emotion.
Right.
I mean, mind, body, spirit, the body's gone. The mind kind of went, and what's left is spirit. And spirit operates on this, whole different way of wavelength, and it's mostly driven by emotion. So she's just completely, lost and to be pitied. There's no anger to be done here, but needs to be sent packing and needs somebody that, if you're not. I don't know what your religious persuasion is, but if you do feel comfortable having a home blessed, that's a good idea. But you can handle it on your own in most cases. Do some of the simple things. Sea salt is incredibly inexpensive. Get some sage. Open the windows.
I've got the sage already because I do plan to do a blessing. My energy's been off lately, and I didn't feel really strong enough. I was dealing with this situation very well. And I was very comfortable with it, even though it was harassing my daughter. I wasn't afraid. There wasn't a sense of fear or malice or anything. But my best friend, who is also a psychic, and we were very bonded together a few days ago, she completely cut me off and sent me an email telling me that I had a negative. She implied a demonic presence attached to myself. And that it was so bad that she was just cutting ties altogether with me. And that kind of just because I trust this person and their instincts, it was very upsetting to me. And I have been completely off since then because I don't feel like I have this. But a part of me trusts this person so much that I don't know whether to give credence to it or not.
I don't get that at all with you. You sound like a very you're grounded. You can conduct without, if I put the mediumship side aside and all the other tools, and I just from talking to you, person to person, and you're presenting in front of me as being a person who's grounded, your intellect's intact, you're not living in a false reality, you're talking in all the right ways, your concern for your child is evident, all those things, the common sense stuff plays into mediumship also, and you're looking at the whole picture. If you did have that going on, do you have smells in the house that are terrible? Is any of that going
on?
No. Okay. Or do you have growling noises going on?
No, and I don't have anything that makes me feel like there's anything to be frightened of. Or I've felt the presence of evil before in the past, and I know what it feels like, and I don't feel it. That's why
I
was so thrown off with the encounter with my friend, because it was so shocking to me.
I would think that's your friend's stuff. And because
she has
honestly,
the negative in her house, and I have been praying, and I've always felt like it was a little more powerful than what I have going on here, and it just really surprised me that that's what came through with her.
Let it go. I mean, it really isn't you. It's nothing for you to be upset about for you. It's really, this is her thing. You've got this separate little problem, but it's a much more manageable, run-of-the-mill, problem. I mean, there's plenty
right.
of plenty of earthbounds going around that are confused. That's all she
and
needs.
And I am
this
very
this
near
lady.
A graveyard myself, and I often wonder if things just happen through the area, because it's very old, from the 1700s, and it's been defaced. And when I go there sometimes, I think of how sad it is, because those people are so forgotten. You can't even read their stones, or they don't have them anymore.
Did you take the child there by any chance?
More recently, but this was before that. This has been
okay. Some people will disagree with this. I'm not a big believer in taking children into graveyards. There are negative things out there, and you got to
okay.
be careful. And so, just kind of there's a reason why children tend to stay away from those places.
Okay.
Unless you have good adult supervision and somebody who's spiritually aware and who's awake.
Right.
There's a time and a place, when they get a little bit older and they can understand that stuff. But keep an eye on them, things an adult would be able to handle. A child is not going to be able to handle. Look what's happening in your own house with this simple little thing.
Right.
So I don't know that, I don't think that the spirit quote followed you in, but, it is not, this is definitely not family, and
right.
Very, very likely could have come from there. I get this. She's been dead a long, long time, but she doesn't realize that yet. And the thing is she's very confused. The thing I get with her, it would be some sort of impact passing, like she was hit by someone or something and died very quickly and was just knocked senseless and came to on the other side in this, and didn't go to the light, probably. So that's kind of the sense I get of the whole thing with her. Not in malice, just wanting help and desperate, operating from this place to just, so do the thing you can with, the blessing and then talk openly to her, woman to woman kind of thing. And just
but you
say,
don't feel my grandmother's presence in my house, because maybe I was thinking that was her, and because that was the impression that I was getting, that maybe she was trying to come through.
I don't get this as a family member. I get this as a completely separate, non-family
okay.
member that's coming through. That's just that's the male energy is also aware of this and is doing what he can to mitigate it. But this woman is not even listening to reason. She's all
right.
lost in her own world, and he's just kind of shielding the best he can. And your child is, both children are fairly open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting pretty strong. My older one, she's about 7, and I feel like she has a really strong energy, kind of like her father. That almost, I don't know how. Aware, I mean, she sleeps like a log at night, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't faze
mm-hmm.
her like it does the little one.
Yeah, I get that this is, the older one is aware of the situation in some ways and is, comfortable with it all, doesn't have a real problem with it, seems to be pretty mature about the whole thing. but the little one
she's
is really
saying that she's experiencing things in her room, and she goes and runs in there in the camera and says that she's going to take a picture, and she's caught a couple of orbs. My living room is a hot spot for them, and I believe they sit on the couch because I get so many of them, and I get the general feeling that whoever's here sits on the couch a lot, and she has caught them too.
Yeah, that's kind of the feeling. I got adults like interest in this, and so she's turned into a little paranormal investigator. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would just say if you can strike a deal, that's another way to go about this. If you can strike a deal with this this lady, if she is not willing to go, and doesn't want to go, although you can basically force the issue, you could say, here's the places you're allowed to be, and here's the younger child is off limits. If you want to coexist with us, here's the rules, because we live here
and
now.
And I
this
would be open to something like that, because when I spoke to her, I didn't know it was a her, when I was aware that she was physically harassing my child. I said, look, you either, when you cross the line, when you affect my children's sleeping habits and you physically, try to upset them, it's either you stop it and you lay low or you got to go.
Yeah, it's that's a workable arrangement. We have that agreement with my father's situation. My dad having had the stroke is completely, if he saw a spirit, he really attacks me on it, and we just fight. We fight like cats and dogs, and it's a lot of fun. But if he actually saw some of the stuff that I see and my mother sees, we would be having seizure night, drip to the hospital kind of thing. But we made the deal with our resident spirits and family members who did come through is don't appear in front of him. It would upset him terribly. And so they always get our attention, but they never appear in front of him. And that's just that's the agreement we have. And when they do appear, it's usually because they're concerned for him and they're predicting a problem physically. And invariably, when we do have an appearance like that, it turns out it's a medical event that we needed to get him into the hospital. So we have actually a running agreement, and a lot of families go through the same thing. We're not unique in this. This is a very common thing. But in this case, this is more, it's harmless, really. And your friend who did that, that's her thing. That's not you.
Okay, that's good validation for me, because I want to go with my gut and my gut. But, I knew that she was always pretty dead on with what she said, and that's the only reason I gave it any credence. But everything in me said, that's just not right. I would know if something, and she implied it was long-term, too. I would know. She said it was attached to me. I just felt like there's no way I could not know, something that bad.
The word jealousy comes in. Big time. Big giant J here. And there's, coveting things that you have that she doesn't. And that would be kind of some of the stuff that I'm getting here. There's stuff going on there that's all too human. And that's her bag, and it's not yours. You don't need to carry that load. She made that all by her lonesome. Doesn't have anything to do with you. You're a happy go lucky lady. You're a nice, vivacious, happy go lucky lady. You got great kids. You got a great life. You don't need to hear
and
that.
And I should feel comfortable being open with spirits in my home. I shouldn't be afraid to initiate contact, should I? I mean, that was the thing I was concerned. If it was something bad, I don't want to open myself up in a way that I become vulnerable.
Well, I set rules and limits on mine. I mean, I'm in Studio A right now, and it's a separate building away from the house. And this is the one building where they're allowed to come in anytime they want. If they want to come in and hang with me, cool. That's the rules. And here's the, up at the main ranch house, here's the way it's going to be up there. Outside, sky's the limit, whatever you want to do. Just don't appear in front of my dad. That's about it. So, you can develop that relationship and set the rules and coexist with them, but, keep it within reason. Keep the mystery in it. Have some fun with it. that's the fun of this whole thing, isn't it? Especially with
negativity was brought in. I was having a really good time, asking them to show their self and then getting actual photographs, and I knew it wasn't dust or anything like that because I felt a communication there, you know, that there was, in fact, something there. And I got several orbs that even had faces in them, and that was pretty exciting for me.
Yeah, that's validating to them. They're enjoying being part of it. It's bringing you closer together. If that's, and there's more than one. I the thing I get is there's the lady in this. There's the family member, the man, and then there are a few others that come through. You know, and they're just kind of passing through types. And so the word's out about you. You know, do the thing like I told Mark. Setting a little place at the table, and the children can actually make that up and make that a tradition and teach your children.
One thing that rang true to me that you said earlier was about the graveyards, because I have had the desire to go up there and, if nothing else, just clean up this little forgotten place, because I feel like it's so disrespectful that this is their resting place and it's so dilapidated and just nobody cares, you know. It makes you feel a little sad.
Yeah, actually,
project I take under my wing.
You could do that, and the immediate thing that comes to mind is our local Boy Scout troop came in and did a whole bunch of work. Went out and did all the work for redoing all the fences and everything around, and cleaned it all up. Did a beautiful job, and you know, because I was going out there by myself trying to figure out how am I going to deal with this, and then they show up out of the blue, you know,
wow.
A whole separate thing. And I go in and I monitor what's going on over there. You know, every few months I'll go over and I'll just check on things. I'll do some EVP. And I came in and there had been a bunch of defacement that happened. And I called the police, and the spirits were madder than hell. You know, I was getting, they came in and wrecked the place. You know, I mean, there's always this one guy that talks this way. They came in and just wrecked the place. And I called the, you know, police and filed a report, and then I went back and told them, you know, the spirits at the cemetery. I said, hey, look, here's what's going on, here's what's going down. You know, rest assured, the police will be watching over, and the damage has been, you know, pretty well cleaned up, and the county's been in fixing things up back again. So yeah, it's just, that's the relationship, you know. So you can have that special relationship with them and bring them into the holidays in your life and things like that. And, you know, they like the occasional whiskey.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to give me some validation on that issue. I think that's what it boiled down to.
Yeah, you have absolutely no problems, hon. I mean, it's
right,
the big thing is just have some fun with it. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
All right. And let's see. We've got one more. And, boy, the night's gone. We've got 15 minutes left here. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. Does it say 39 minutes? I'll be darned. It says I got 39 minutes. I did 9:30 to 11:30, unless they've done something different at Blog Talk. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and hit
17
the...
17 minutes.
Yeah, mine says 39, so I know something's off. 281, we got you on the air.
Hey, it's Kira.
Hi, Kira.
How are y'all?
Pretty good.
Oh, well, I've been without a computer. I've been using my Android phone just to listen, but it's hard to go into y'all's chat room as well because it's all touch screen, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of have a different question this time for something different.
Okay.
Steve and I are ending our 7.5-year relationship, and I just want to know, what do you see for my daughters and I as far as success of finding a place, you know, that kind of stuff? Because
okay.
I can't do this anymore.
You know, I've been where you've been, and.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it gets better, but it really is sucky for about a year, and that's the thing I get. That's just without even doing the reading part.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a year of fun for you, and yeah, and I'm meaning fun in the kind of like, I got to go through this.
Right.
But
well,
that
I've done
wall,
it before. I've gone through a divorce, you know, so it's
yeah.
been there, done that, but, you know, just,
yeah.
it finally comes to a point in time where, you know, I just can't keep beating my head against the bricks anymore.
There's an old statement about, you know, carrying that big load on your back full of potatoes, and you walk 50 miles with it, and when you finally, you know, put the potato sack down and stand up straight, it feels so good.
Right.
You know, and you can leave the potatoes behind and just go on.
Right.
And but what I get with you is a waterfront. I get I wrote down waterfront immediately, like a waterfront property or near water. That this place would be, whatever this is near water. So that's just the thing that came through, is a home near water.
Wow, okay.
You know, so I don't know what that's all about, but what I do get with, was he verbally abusive?
No, just nothing. I mean...
Was he... I get like a real... kind of tattooed going there.
Well, when over-medicated, yeah. And that's
okay.
One of the things that I'm tired of dealing with.
So there was no physical anything
no.
that went on.
No,
no, sorry.
No.
It's
a matter of, and I'm not blaming it on this, he's manic depressed, bipolar. And I, you know, thinking I was the savior, I could help, I could change him, I could make him more than what he was. Do you know what I mean? And
yep.
I basically
have
come to the decision that I'm tired of doing everything alone. And he lives his life laying in bed all day. And I'm you know, but then there's a lot of friction between him and my daughters. And it's kind of like, how can you tell them to do something when you yourself don't?
That's the, I was going to come to that, was there was what was it with the daughters? And
yeah.
So you hit that. This is going to do nothing but good for you. I mean,
right.
It's not even so much a spirit reading as although there are spiritual components here.
Mm-hmm.
You're number one, you're taking your power back. Number
mm-hmm.
two, you're doing what a mother should do.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting your children over and above this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would call it stepfather. Would that
mm-hmm.
be the word?
Right.
So he's got to grow up and deal with his problem, and he's not dealing with it correctly. So that's what's caused the friction and all that. The thing with the water, though, and this is just pure psychic, because I don't get a lot of spirit energy other than just family members who've been concerned for you.
Mm-hmm.
Both in living world and on the living side and on the other side, who are watching over you, especially a grandmother, is
mm-hmm.
really kind of ticked off about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she's funny. She's laughing now. She's sitting there. She's got her arms folded.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting there nodding, going, and
mm-hmm.
I get the feeling like you tell her.
mm-hmm.
Okay. This whole thing, it was a test for you. You were supposed to come to this point where you took your power back and you're dealing with it. You're not going to be getting into a serious relationship for a while.
I don't want one.
Yeah, you need a break.
No.
You need a break. Hun, you're doing great. So, you know, you've got it all set. But the psychic part of it is, you know, there is this house that's calling to you. It's a good home for you. It'll feel right for you. It'll be near water. It'll be near a good place for the kids. There's going to be all the right things will be there. You're working, right? You got a job?
Mm-mm. No, I'm on disability.
You're on disability?
Yeah,
now, are you
illness?
Are you going to be able to
afford it?
Is it family? Is there a family member with that you were going to go with at all?
No. No, actually, a neighbor friend called me the other day and said, hey, so-and-so's got a house. Well, I'm anal when it comes to looking into things because, I mean, you know, I just want to make sure everything's in order. And
right.
So I went and looked at it. Well, of course, then I went to the appraisal district, looked to see what it was valued at. I went to the tax website, and I found out they have not, and I asked her, are the taxes up to date? Oh, yeah, I just paid them in March. They have not paid the taxes since 2006.
Yikes.
So I'm dealing with the ex-husband is the man on the deed. And I'm dealing with, believe it or not, the ex-wife's boyfriend. He's the negotiator, kind of. So I called him today and I said, look, the county's probably going to take it. I'll be darned if I'm going to move into a house and have the county come take it. And I said, so here's the deal. He owes probably, not including the 2010 taxes, he probably owes about $3,500 in back taxes. I said, so
yeah.
Tell him I offer him $5,000. That puts $1,500 in his pocket. If the county takes it, he gets zero. He doesn't even get a dollar. And, so that's basically, it's only a two-bedroom, but can be made into a three-bedroom, one bathroom. It's a little less than 1,000 square feet, but it's on three-quarters of an acre.
So you would actually own this, is what you're saying?
Yeah, for $5,000.
And that's, you just did this offer, right?
Yes, tonight.
Well, I don't know. I still get this feeling about this water thing. I'm just going to trust my instincts and,
There are lakes around us, but I don't see where I could afford something by water.
I don't think it's going to be something that you are going to have to really do that much for. I think something's coming that is going to change the whole situation. I cannot make sense of it, but it's... I just think you're going to have... The word white knight comes into mind. Somebody's going to help you from an unexpected direction, and don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Right.
Do what you're doing. Do what you're doing, though.
Mm-hmm.
You did the right thing by checking into the backgrounds, and you're very practical.
Yes.
Your practicality plays in your favor, but also be aware that there's people out there who do care about you.
Uh-huh.
And they're seeing the situation for what it is, and it's like, hey, let's do something about this. Are you around? Are you like in a church or with somebody who's in it?
The kids are, but I just take them to like youth group, but I don't go.
Yeah, I think that's. I just get the feeling the church is aware of this, and some of the stuff that's happened.
I think they're aware that the kids aren't happy here, but I don't.
Yeah.
They haven't been happy for a long time.
Word travels through
uh-huh.
the strangest ways. That's
uh-huh.
kind of the feeling I get with this. And so it's going to be kind of a combination business opportunity for you that you can do some of this stuff that you want to do
uh-huh.
combined with the living situation. That's the feeling I get. So
uh-huh.
keep it in the back of your mind.
Uh-huh.
But as far as what you've done
uh-huh.
with it, the grandmother energy is around there, kind of keeping an eye on you, and she's keeping you, she's kind of comes to you in the dreams and is keeping you going with the being practical stuff, which you have no trouble with. But the other thing is just do what you're doing. You're doing everything perfectly.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, yeah. And getting him out of your life is
uh-huh.
going to be like getting an albatross off of your back.
Uh-huh.
Trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I love him. I love him dearly. But, there's just so much one person can do. And until the other person's willing to do, then you just, I can't do it. I can't live his life for him. I have to live my life, and my children have to be happy because, I've said it before, my children are very intelligent. They're in high-level classes. And that is their life right now. So it has to be happy and harmonious for them to thrive in what their life is right now.
Yep.
And that's my number one, my kids. My kids, my kids, my kids. What makes them happy. It's not to the point where you're spoiled, rotten little brats. But, when he walks out and just yells at him for nothing, and my kids are like... Yeah, I hate living here, Mom. I hate it.
That's
the time to go.
Yeah, you did the right thing. And the one thing I will say is kind of keep an eye out because I just think this thing that's going to hit you is it's a good opportunity. It is coming, and it's nothing that you would have seen coming anyway. So just be aware, opportunities still exist out there, and this is a good one for you. And you've done something.
Okay.
Somebody, it's something good. That's the word that keep coming through. And then the other thing is talk to your family to have passed on. Ask for their help.
Oh, I do that. Remember, we talked about my mom. My mom was my big, big role model in my life, and she's my pillar, you know?
Yeah, well, I get grandma coming through kind of in a big way. You know, there's a grandma energy that's sitting there and is really kind of taking the reins right now. So, mom, just sitting back a little bit, kind of letting you fly it on your own.
Uh-huh.
And you're passing the test with flying colors, so just keep doing what you're doing. So,
okay.
There you go, my friend.
Okay, let's hope, because this is, you know, it can only drag you down so far, and you got to just get up and walk away.
Yeah,
you're doing great.
You're doing great, honey.
I hope so.
Okay.
I'm not upset about having to move on. I'm not upset that, you know, the relationship is ending. That's not it at all. It's the fear of the unknown of what, you know what I mean? Making it on your own.
You're going to do fine. I walked out with a shirt on my back and my car keys out of my bad marriage. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I got a room full of electronic equipment and a show and people smiling. You're going to do fine. And you've got your priorities straight. You're way ahead of most people. So.
Okay. Well, come on, white knight.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Kathy.
Yes?
It has been one heck of a night. We have really kicked butt and took names.
Oh, it's all you. It's all you.
You're always there with me. I mean, I appreciate you being there. You know, it was good to have you on and watching out for me as my co-pilot here. And I fixed
vroom.
It so you don't. What's that?
I said vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom. Yeah, now that you don't have GRI Paranormal John space co-host, I fixed that today before the show. But hey, you know, you want to do the shout out?
Oh, sure. It's going to have to be fast. We have our After Dark Radio, also has a show on every Friday night at 10, our Anthea. We have Emma Lily, who called in. Thank you so much for calling in. And BTR Motated On. And Elizabeth Rose, who also has a wonderful show. And Gabriel, and our Gerber Daisy, and our JD Baby, and she's from England. She's over there. And our Judge Roy Bean, and our Mark Barone. Thank you so much, darling, for calling in. Our Mason, Mother Jerry, thank you so much, girl, for calling in. Oh, you did a reading in the chat, but anyway, same thing to me. Our Miskos, our paranormal guys, our Jason, who also has a fantastic show, our Kelly, Reverend Kelly, and our Veronica V. Thank y'all so much for wanting to spend this time with us.
And thank you, everybody. I appreciate, you know, everybody, as I'm learning this trade of mediumship. This has been This is a gas to do. I'm having a great time with it. So I'm just loving this. So I hope it helps everybody. And, you know, and I think for the, you know, for the coming week, everybody, you know, with the Mercury retrograde and everything, just look within and be patient, not only with other people, but be patient with yourself. This is the time just to learn all those lessons you need to. And look at, and try to do something nice for somebody. That'll make make somebody smile. Do that little unexpected thing, and I think that'll bring a little more joy in the world, especially with all the crazy stuff going on. So, with that said, Miss Kathy, we're going to go ahead and call it a night, and I will be on next Sunday, and I'll be telling my stories about the USS Hornet because I'm going out to spend the night on the Hornet.
What about Saturday? What about Saturday?
To come on, to do a show.
No.
I think I do have a set. Yes, I do have a Saturday show about mediumship. So I'll be on for that, and I'll talk about that. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, with that said, we got about a minute left. Going to wish everybody a great night. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off. And we'll see you guys on Saturday. I'll have plenty of stories by now.
You are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.